This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 442 for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Tuesday, getting support from increases in comparable oils. With the final settlement still pending, the July canola contract rises $3.50 at $608.80 per ton, while the heavily traded November contract is up $1.80 at $626.10 per ton. There are gains in the Chicago soy complex, especially sharp upticks in soy oil. Additional support is coming from increases in European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil is steady to higher. Improved crude oil prices are spilling over into the oilseeds. An analyst says when the prairie temperatures climb higher, that will create good prospects for large crops across the region. Until then, there are reports of overnight frost in parts of Alberta. Canola crush margins recede a little with the November positions at $138 to $143 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is higher Tuesday afternoon with the loonie at 72.89 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 72.76. With the Juneteenth holiday, United States grain markets will be closed from this evening to Wednesday evening. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports soybeans planted reach 93% complete as of June 16th, and the crop rates 70% good to excellent. Corn is 93% emerged, and the crop is at 72% good to excellent. U.S. spring wheat is 95% emerged and rating 73% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest advances 15 points at 27% complete. The crop comes in at 49% good to excellent. The USDA is scheduled to release its quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage reports on June 28th. A reminder that July grain options expire on Friday. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The July contract jumps 16 cents at $11.74 per bushel. July soy oil advances almost 6 tenths of a cent at 44.3 cents per pound. July soy meal is up $4.30 at $364.60 per short ton. Corn is higher as its July contract adds 6 cents at $4.50 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its July contract up 11 cents at $3.28. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September falls 9 cents at $5.99. Kansas City September gives up 6 cents at $6.10. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September loses 9 cents at $6.39. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.